This is Under the Rainbow on Pure 107.8 FM. I'm joined on the telephone by Melvin Hartley, the chief executive of Broken Rainbow. Hi, Melvin.
Hello. Good evening.
Broken Rainbow is aimed towards helping people who experience domestic violence. Could you start by explaining what is domestic violence?
Well, domestic violence is can happen in three types of ways. It's where domestic violence and abuse, I would say, because it doesn't have to necessarily be violent. It can be, you know, psychological or control. It's where in a relationship one person has the power and the control over the other, so that the other person is feels that fear, walking on eggshells, you know, doesn't want to do anything to harm or upset the other person to the such extent that they're frightened and unable to think about how they go about their daily lives without fear of what the other person might think. It can happen with partners, so that's certainly in same-sex relationships, that's two men or two women. It can happen with ex-partners. And also it can happen within family situations where other members of the family can control or have power over an individual, often in terms of LGBT people, because of their sexuality.
It perhaps can be quite difficult to realise that you're in an abusive relationship. What are the signs?
Well, there are many, many signs, but yes, it is. Many people, I mean, we recently did a survey at Reading Pride, and we spoke to many people who were attending there, and so many of them said, when we asked the question, have you ever been in an abusive or violent relationship, they said yes, and then they followed up by saying, but I didn't realise it at the time, especially when it's non-violent. Obviously, if people have been punched, hit, kicked, slapped, we know of cases, obviously, where it's gone to a great extent, broken bones, limbs, and indeed, sadly, murder, as there's been recent cases in the press this year. But in terms of the psychological or sexual or other power and control that exhibits, it's often can only be a gradual thing, and therefore the victim doesn't necessarily realise that they're in an abusive relationship to begin with. So it can start off with very little things like wanting to know where you are, wanting to have you for all the time, so you begin to be cut off from friends and family. So the little things which can at first seem to be just attention, love and very caring, but can over time become controlling, and therefore the individual doesn't realise necessarily so, because it's all built up slowly, slowly, rather than just come out with someone just hits you straight away, which is pretty obvious, but it can be more clever and more controlling in that way.
What should someone do if they find themselves in that situation?
Well, I think people need to look at how they feel, and if they don't feel themselves, if they feel they're not able to make decisions by themselves about what they do, where they go, and they're constantly having to defer to the other partner, or the other partner's making decisions, or the partner is controlling the finances, or controlling where they go, what they do, who they see, you know, starts to feel cut off, then I think that is the time to start to talk to someone outside the relationship. And it's other people outside the relationship can often see better what's going on than the person in the relationship. They can see it from the outside and say, well, is that right? Is that a healthy relationship you're in? Because it seems to be very, very one-sided. And there are lots of people you can speak to for help. Obviously, Broken Rainbow is one, but there are obviously friends and family are, you know, people who know you well are people you can obviously talk to and confide in and share with. But in terms of what we do at Broken Rainbow, we run the national helpline for lesbian and gay, bisexual and transgendered people who are experiencing domestic violence and abuse. And we have trained people who all identify as LGBT who can talk through problems, listen, help, support to people who are in that situation, to offer different ways to think about the situation you're in, signpost to other help and resources. But it's also there for friends and family and work colleagues who may want to phone up and say, you know, I've got a friend who's in this situation. Is this domestic abuse? Is this an abusive relationship? What can I do or say to help them in the situation? So we help both people, both friends and family, as well as the victims and survivors.